proving the benefits of regenerative agriculture next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A big rainstorm pushed Rick Clark into practicing regenerative agriculture. The Williamsport, Indiana farmer had done some tillage, and a storm then moved the soil from the field to a roadway. In researching the issue, he realized the solution was to start no-till and use cover crops.
By doing this, I then realized that we can start to eliminate inputs and still maintain profitability. Now, I didn't say increase yield. I said maintain or increase profitability. That's a big difference.
Clark says yield increases come at a high cost.
One of the major hangups that we have in the farming community is success for a farmer is based on yield, and that is so incorrect. There are many other things we can base success on, so we need to start looking at the farm as a business like you would any other business. Car manufacturers don't make cars just to make cars, so farmers shouldn't be producing crops just to produce crops.
Clark also realized there were health implications in the way he'd been farming.
And the number one thing that we have to understand, in my opinion today, is you cannot have human health until you first have soil health. It all starts there.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.